The Tour de France is barely underway. France's Sylvain Chavanel has the lead for now. And after just two stages, this year's race has already earned itself a nickname, the Tour de Crash. The riders have gone from Rotterdam in the Netherlands through Brussels and on to the Belgian countryside. Two riders have dropped out so far. Terry Schultz tells us now why the cyclists will probably be glad after tomorrow when the rest of Belgium is behind them.
Surveying this year's stages in advance, Lance Armstrong made a stark prediction on Twitter about the third leg of this, his final Tour de France. There will be carnage. So far, Armstrong has what he describes as a mangled bike, a cracked shoe, and a scraped elbow and hip, and that qualifies as relatively unscathed. Sunday, the first full stage, saw one crash caused by a dog running into the path and three wipeouts in the last 2 miles, keeping commentators and viewers on edge.
Enorme chute pour le peloton là, qui est coupé en deux.
Just a day in, and chute and tombé, fall and fallen, along with sombre ooh-la-las, were already well overused. Australian Adam Hansen left the Tour after finishing the day with a broken sternum, collarbone, ribs, and a dislocated shoulder. It was a day meant to be festive, as the race was routed through the hometown of legendary Belgian cyclist Eddy Merckx to celebrate his 65th birthday. Merckx was waiting for the bruised bunch at the finish line with the King of Belgium. And then came Manic Monday. Leaving bloody Brussels behind, riders headed out to what must have sounded like a very enticing finish line in the city of Spa. But it rained, the roads were slick, and again, pile-ups. Andy Schleck, last year's runner-up, badly hurt his arm in a fall along with his brother Frank, 2009 winner Alberto Contador, Armstrong, and several other riders just 19 miles before the finish line. And this is the situation before the stage Armstrong was concerned about. The most treacherous of Belgium's famed and dreaded cobblestones are yet ahead. Jean-Pierre Dubois, a former competitor and now the coach of Belgium's national youth cycling team, warns the riders about the special terrain.
Too ice is not enough. Have to be very careful and have ice everywhere to see everything on the road.
But for Armstrong, cobblestones may not be the biggest challenge ahead. His old teammate Floyd Landis, stripped of his 2006 Tour win for doping, launched new allegations last week that Armstrong engaged in illegal blood transfusions in 2004. Landis also alleged bikes donated to Armstrong's team were sold to pay for a doping program. Armstrong has responded only briefly from the road to deny the charges and to compare Landis's claims to sour milk, saying he doesn't need more than a sip to know it's all rotten. Armstrong fans in Belgium are holding strong. Fans like Dan Harvey, who with his wife and daughters as crew, duplicated one of last year's stages in France.
I had testicular cancer 10 years ago, so he inspired me to get on a bike, and I think for guys around the world, he's absolute inspiration to all of us. So that's why I started to cycle, yeah.
And including 6-year-old Pierre, who has one word when asked why he's waited 2 hours along the route.
I'm strong.
For NPR News, I'm Terry Schultz in Brussels.